Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Sally O'Cordy, and welcome to Public Advocate. Today, my guest is going to be Nicole Vanderbeek, and she's going to be speaking about her life before and after one shot of Gardasil. So I'll pick her up forthwith. Hi, Nicole. This is Sally.
Hey, Sally. How are you?
Well, I'm very busy today. I don't know if you realize that Ben Swan's report on the CDC and the vaccine cover-up of the MMR just came out today. So we had a live conference from Atlanta about that, and I certainly did refer to Dr. Lee's findings through a Freedom of Information Act about the Gardasil vaccine, the HPV vaccine. So this is just kind of, it's all coming out. It's coming out big time. And certainly Dr. Lee's, what he found among the emails is just what a revelation, and how important, and how, you know, with all the damage that this vaccine is causing, I couldn't be more delighted. Welcome. Please tell everybody what you have suffered as a result of the Gardasil vaccine. It's important that people understand the seriousness and the consequences of these cover-ups.
Well, thank you so much for having me today and letting me share my story. It truly means a lot to me. It's been actually going on 5 years tomorrow since I received my only shot of Gardasil, and I was 23 years old at the time, and I went in to have a gynecological checkup, and I just was one of those people that had seen the commercial repeatedly over the years. It was just something really in passing I didn't think anything about when I asked about getting it, and my doctor just, you know, didn't have any reservations about not giving it to me. And I remember going in there, and I received birth control the same time that I went in as well. And that's really something specific for me, because when I got the shot, I believe it was a Friday. It was just a few days before my cycle started and everything. And I fell ill within 48 hours. It was as if I had a really, really bad flu or stomach flu or caught something. I was sick in bed and really weak. And then it turned into, you know, started the birth control for a week, and I thought maybe there was some side effects. And so, at 23, if I could back up just for 1 second, right before I went into the doctor's office, actually, I had been going through some really, really bad back pain and was working through an injury that I had about 4 or 5 months prior. And I had been on a lot of muscle relaxers because of the pain I was in. And I had weaned myself off the muscle relaxers, and I was about 2 weeks of not taking any of those and making a little bit of progress physically. And I went in and got this shot, and I had experienced a lot of spinal issues throughout my teenage years. So I had dealt with chronic pain in my body and my back kind of throughout my life. And I was able to work full time and go to school and still kind of adapt to stress as much as I could. When this happened, though, overnight, everything really, really turned for me. I was overweight at the time that I received the vaccine, and actually, I was about 240 pounds. And when I started getting, I was so nauseous immediately following getting this vaccine within these first few days that the nausea did not go away for a whole year. The nausea increased. I threw up every day. I was nauseous constantly, and I could not eat food or drink water or any liquids without getting sick. So I went from being someone that was overweight most of my life to within the first month, second month, third month, I was dropping 15 to 20 pounds a month. And I was down 100 pounds in less than about a year. And I was not moving very much. I wasn't very active. So it was, I couldn't consume food without getting sick. And I had never experienced that in my life. My blood pressure dropped very, very low. For a couple of years, I had really scary blood pressure. It actually got into the 40s over 50s at one point. And I had trouble when I would sit up or stand up from any position that wasn't the position I was in. My heart would race, or I would get these blackout spots that as if I felt like I was going to pass out. And a few times I fell over. I never passed out, though. So we were going through, you know, into my doctor through insurance, trying to figure out what was wrong. The doctors weren't really saying a lot. They didn't really know either. And that just kind of turned into a nightmare of trying to deal with doctors who didn't really know what was going on. They were seeing the stuff, but they didn't have any advice, and they weren't very kind. And it, you know, we went months and months and months of that, and about 9 months in, we finally turned into to other people and had to, you know, start paying out of pocket. But during that time, I experienced just the most extreme fatigue that I can even begin to describe. I would get up for 5 or 10 or 15 minutes, and I would have to lay back down and take a nap. I couldn't walk my dogs. I just felt sick. I felt like I was just constantly seasick, plus just a bunch of other things that I'd never experienced. My stomach hurt so bad that I couldn't wear jeans. I couldn't button anything around my stomach. My body was so inflamed, it just everything hurt really bad to touch. And the back pain that I thought I had and I thought was tough prior to Gardasil went through the roof after getting this vaccine. And we went through periods of thinking, you know, I stopped taking the birth control, and we did tests to make sure that, you know, there wasn't pregnancy, that there wasn't, we ruled out everything we could. And the only thing that had changed is I had gone in to get this vaccine. And so over the months and as time went on, my hair started falling out. My tongue started turning this like dark gray black in the center that didn't go away. And my eyes even started turning a yellowish color. And I looked really ill. And every time people saw me, I was thinner. And that continued on. So what happened, that was about 9 months of just chronic that state. And it wasn't until we got out of the doctors that we were trying to have help us that weren't and started looking around and paying out of our pocket, we didn't start getting help. And so the past, you know, 4 years have been dedicated to trying to repair and rebuild my life and get back as much of it as I can. And it's been a really, really long journey, Sally.
It sounds absolutely horrifying, Nicole. I will ask you, did the medication, I'm assuming that the doctor, the allopathic doctors put you on, did that worsen your conditions or did they not put you? What did you get from them? And then eventually, what did you turn to and how did that improve or not? Tell me about how you were treated, how it affected you, and in both allopathic and natural means, and separately, please.
Well, I owe my life to allopathic, holistic, naturopathic means because
allopathic is not natural.
I'm sorry,
no,
not allopathic. Sorry.
No, no.
Right. I meant holistic.
Let's be very
clear
about that. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I meant holistic. Changing from allopathic to holistic and naturopathic has made the difference because I couldn't, they weren't suggesting, the only thing allopathic suggested for me was a colonoscopy, and then they told me to go to a nutritionist and to go on a high-fiber diet and eat whole grain food. That's all they told me to do when I was barfing and sick to my stomach and I couldn't even eat. Like, I was eating, actually at one point was eating baby food, like mashing up food and eating it like that because I could not digest anything without getting very, very sick. And so when I switched to naturopathic, my mom found a vital hematologist, and that was the first step, was this woman who had this very small office about 20 minutes from where we lived, and she tested my blood right in front of us. And we had done this big, big survey that had taken a really long time to fill out of everything going on, she kind of works from the inside out, and she has a PhD. I can't remember in what her degree was in, but I forget her name, bless her, but she really started the process of going, your body is an overload. And something I will never forget this woman telling me is that I had so much yeast in my system that she said it was enough to put down a mule. So I will never forget that quote because what's in Gardasil? Well, we know that's one of the components to it. So I had heavy metals. I had my red and white blood cells. Everything was just really, really damaged. And I honestly am, the fact that, just this was going on, was enough. And it was all we could do was just put our head down and focus day to day. So we had no idea what the rest of the world was going and crying out for at this point yet. And so we were just a one person thinking that I maybe had a reaction to something or that I got, it was all me, that it was me that this happened to, and it wasn't a bunch of other people, in other words. So I started detoxing I started juicing. I started taking vitamins and supplements daily. I started taking colloidal silver. I started taking olive leaf extract, which is a natural antibiotic. I had a lot of the what they call the Herxheimer effect, where I kind of got a little sicker before I got better. So the 3 to 4 years of the kind of going through detox has been this up and down of trying something to see if it works. If it does, you go with it. And some stuff, when you're detoxing, there were times I got really sick. And at one point, I got really, really sick again, even after I had gotten a little better. So it kind of went up and down for me for a few years. And I reached out from going to a vital hematologist. I reached out and I found a chiropractor. And finding a chiropractor was what was truly, has just been such a big part of my healing process, and I still go today. And I am very, very grateful for what I learned about my nervous system while getting adjusted and how important coming in there was, especially the timing that of me getting sick. I saw a nutritionist, and I got a bunch of tests done, basically everything that, you would do through insurance tests, but that are more comprehensive, that you have to pay out of your pocket for, the test that a lot of insurance doctors don't even have available. We tested everything, all my vitamin levels, just anything that we could, my adrenals. We tested urine, stool. I had parasites. I mean, there was a bunch of stuff going on. So it was addressing the whole body. And then I actually got in touch with a medical doctor that I would do phone call appointments with. And he had a whole other protocol that really, really helped too. So it was just about I feel so blessed that we found and tapped into these people who found these things that were natural that I could do that were a lot less invasive than probably other things to try. And I had to treat my gut was so messed up that I had to treat my gut for several years. And before I could address the adrenals and hormones and like kind of organ issues. And so now that's where I'm at currently, where my gut, we've spent so much time and have come a long way there that, I'm really trying to get the rest of it, because it's time, it's money, and it's we don't have all the answers. It's just trying something as you go and hoping that it works. So it's been a whole family thing. I couldn't have done any of this, or I don't even know if I would be alive today if it was not for my mother and my now husband. They have been my caregivers, and they've done so much for me to help me through this. And it's really changed my life. I'm 28 today, and I still need help driving and getting to appointments and doing day-to-day stuff at home, and my life is really modified for what you would probably consider for someone my age, but I feel so grateful to be alive. So you have to just be grateful for that.
Right. Oh my gosh. You had to set the alarm to come on this program. How many hours do you sleep a day?
I try to sleep 8 if I can, but I usually sleep about 6 hours a night, but sometimes it's a 4 to 6 hour thing. I have to take naps, but the napping for me has gotten a little better. It's a little less frequent for me, but if I want to go out and do anything, I have to take a nap. So it's kind of a very delicate process, and sleep is just so important that it's one of those things that it comes first. So if I have to nap and lay down, that's just what I have to do. So I never felt fatigue the way that I did post this vaccine, and it to this day, it's hard to find words to express how toxic your body feels. I remember, there's so many little things that aren't little that I can think of. I was just going to the bathroom, I would get sick. Like it was so painful to go to the bathroom that I would sometimes vomit just because it hurt so bad to even push or even try to sit down. And I remember that I just trying to get in the car for 15 minutes was excruciating. And there was a lot of times that I had to be watched, even though my family had to work. It was like I couldn't shower for up until pretty much this past year on my own without people like watching and making sure that I'm okay and coming in and checking on me, because I would get dizzy in the shower. I would just not feel good in the shower. For me, the food, one of the things that really, really changed for me, and why I say the thing about being overweight is that food was never an issue for me. And food overnight became a radical issue for me, to the point that just drinking, eating anything would make me super, super ill. And it took years for me to be able to even digest lettuce, actually. And I had to, in raw vegetables, I can't eat certain raw vegetables, and I had tolerances to food I never had before. And I remember just feeling so overwhelmed of being hungry and not having an appetite. I had such a diversion to food for about 3 years that I would cry just trying to figure out what to eat. And it was the most emotional, weird thing to just break down over, like, not knowing what to eat, when I used to be the girl who could eat anything without it being an issue. So it was a really big psychological shift for me.
Right, exactly. What about your extremities, your limbs? Did you feel any tingling? Did you experience any numbness?
I would say that I experienced mostly weakness. I feel like if I can't recall, maybe tingling, and I definitely did not have paralysis to the point that I have seen. It's just horrific. But I remembered that so many times I just didn't get up because I couldn't. It was one of those things where I just didn't go or get up or do stuff, or I would just go to the bathroom and crawl back to bed and was just physically exhausted moving that far. But I feel very grateful that I never had to crawl back that far, because that is such a high number of injuries happening.
Is your personality affected?
I would say definitely. For me, mental stuff, I kind of get overwhelmed, and I have to slow my thoughts down much more than I used to. I've always been, I was someone who went through depression and stuff when I was a teenager, way before any of this came into light, And for me, this was fighting for my life, that I was so, every day was just about survival, because I just didn't want to feel that way anymore. And so we just did whatever we took. And I mean, there was a lot of tears. There was a lot of emotional, I couldn't express how I felt. I couldn't even physically describe how I felt it, because I never experienced it before, and it was just a chronic feeling where my skin felt toxic, and I just, when not wanting to be touched, and I found myself getting overwhelmed just really easily. But I find myself now going out in public is more of a delicate thing for me. I don't do it as much. I get really nervous really easily, and even if I get it happy, like, my heart pounds. So it's one of those things where even if it's good stuff, I get anxious and I sweat, So I definitely
now
think
you say your heart
it
pounds,
had some effect. Yeah.
Does your heart race or does it pound?
I would say, race, pound. I would say it does both, because there's times where I hear it thicker, and then there's times where it's racing, like when I sit up and it's racing, versus feeling anxiety where it's like pounding. So I've experienced both.
Would that cause you to feel dizzy, or do you pass out?
Yeah, I've never passed out, but I have gotten dizzier more than I can count since this vaccine, and it's to the point that I've almost blacked out hundreds of times. But I have learned very specific movements to adapt if I am to avoid it, I guess. Everything is like, what do I do to modify to make it work as best as I can. So it's turning over, giving myself a breather, then sitting up, and then on my knees, and then giving myself a breather, and then moving up a little bit farther. I can never really just bounce up from the floor. And if I do, I get super dizzy. Even when I would stand up from sitting off the couch, like I was just from the couch and I would almost black out. There was actually an instance about 2 summers ago. I was sitting in a rocking chair outside in the summer, and all of a sudden I got really dizzy, and I had blurred vision, and I felt like I was about to vomit out of nowhere, and I got up out of the rocker to run inside. And the left side of my body, I couldn't, like, move it properly. And it was absolutely terrifying. So I got sick and I puked a bunch. And it was just, like, we had no idea what happened. And I had really, really bad migraine. And I ended up having some emergency chiropractic adjustments. And it took a couple of days to get back in kind of where I was. But just, you know, random bouts of stuff like that happening where I'm so sensitive that I can't even walk into Target down and go past the cleaning aisle. I have to walk around it because I get sick. So we have revamped everything in our house, and we've, you know, detoxed our life and our products and everything to try to keep toxin and anything that doesn't make me feel good away. So that stuff, I think, makes a big difference.
Okay, so this is something else, a new issue, and that is what you are exposed to. Like if someone, let's say you were to check into a hotel room and they had just sprayed Lysol, would that affect you, for example? I know I was talking to someone who had rashes from Febreze, and that was not on her skin directly, but it was in the room with her.
Oh, wow.
What effect do these chemical cleaners or chemicals have on you?
For me, I call it my super sense of smell. I have never had a sense of smell so strong since getting sick, to the point that perfume, things that I used to wear, I can't even stand. If someone even sprayed a minuscule amount in our bedroom or our house, I would smell and know exactly where it is in the house. It's that strong for me that I get very sick, headaches, I feel nauseous. It makes my insides just like feel squeamish, and I never felt that way. I had to clean out bottles of perfume that I used to wear because I couldn't even handle the thought of putting them on me again. And so that was a huge, huge shift. And I noticed just chemicals on in the laundry room. And then obviously when I would walk in the store, like I said, just going down those aisles is very specific. So my sense of smell is kind of heightened. So I can pick up on stuff really quickly that something, if I smell something and I'm like, oh, and it doesn't take long usually for my body. A weird smell, a perfume, a bathroom spray, even Lysol. If it's my body just gets a headache, very murky, just I don't feel good feeling.
Do you have other heightened senses? Like, for example, I was speaking to another Gardasil affected woman, and she was saying she can hear a conversation a block and a half away, but she can't turn on the television in the room she's in. It would just overwhelm her hearing. So her sense of hearing is so heightened that it's hurtful. Do you have other, it's not unlike what you're talking about regarding your sense of smell. Do you have any other senses that are, go ahead.
I would say not heightened to where I can hear far like that, but oh man, I get really overwhelmed with if people are talking and then there's a television, or if someone is asking me a question and I haven't processed saying to them and someone else starts talking, it's like I can't even finish anything, and then I just get like everything just gets really overwhelming, and I have to kind of just stop and go, because I get really overwhelmed quick. And that stuff I didn't really pick up on right away because there was so many other sensory things happening for me that that stuff came for me, like, as I started just recognizing more stuff, and I was journaling things when I was started nutrition. I was keeping track of symptoms and things like that. That I started going, whoa, you know, this overwhelms me. So I don't think I have where I can hear really, really far, but I would say my sense of smell, and if, you know, there's just too much noise going on, I'm really sensitive at night to sleeping sound. Like, I have to have a lot of quietness at night. So I wake up really, really easily if I hear sound. So, you know, that I think is more heightened for me than it used to be, just because of stuff. So,
and you get basically overwhelmed and confused with multiple sounds.
Yeah, if there's a lot going on, I don't like to be in public for that. I used to love concerts, and that I can't. That stuff is really, really, it's a lot for me, and the listening to really music too loud makes my insides not feel well. And I mean, I used to be the girl that went to the rock concert. So,
okay. Wow. So now how about your mental capacity to process things? A lot of people can't remember things.
I would say it was absolutely been affected. I feel like, you know, I never had seizures, but I felt that, you know, a lot of times I guess what I would call is just dumbed down is how I feel, because I process things slower. I read slower than I used to. I don't retain information the strength that I feel that I used to. You know, that's something that it took me a while to get back into school, and I could only take one class on campus at a time, or I had to do online classes. And the last class that I was taking was remedial math, and that was a lot for me physically to just drive myself twice a week to school and roll my backpack up with everything and go to class for 3 hours. It was a lot, and it was almost unbearable at times physically. I would have to walk around the classroom, and I have cushions that I bring everywhere. I have pillows that I bring everywhere that I go. And I have in my car, I have it go in as a passenger, if I drive, if I sit anywhere, I have these cushions because I can't sit otherwise. It's so uncomfortable. So the pain for me is really, really chronic and constant. And, you know, even though I've made, you know, the little bit of progress over these years there, it's still really, really chronic.
Why does it hurt to sit?
My back pain. My back pain is yeah. So for me, I have to, you know, when I was younger, I used pillows intermittently, but now I have to take them everywhere I go. So it's a lifeline for me to be able to get out, is to have those pillows to sit on.
So you can retain what you learn or no?
I feel like it's a lot more of a struggle for me, especially being 28 years old and not being, you know, where I am to mentally even go to school and physically. It's absolutely changed for me. I can still, you know, read, and it just takes me a lot longer, and I have to do stuff a couple times, and I have to kind of just modify life accordingly, but it's really changed a lot of stuff.
Well, what do you have to say to the public? about the benefits of Gardasil versus the other. In a million years, don't take this vaccine. In a million years, don't take this vaccine. I have just heard the most horrifying, what you just told me is just one horror story after the next. There is no marginal reaction to it. If this vaccine gets you, it gets you in every conceivable way, as this lovely young woman has just described. I would like to say this is the only report of such a comprehensive disability, and yet, to look at you, you look normal, don't you?
Yeah, that's the, I'm sure the ticker with a lot of people is that, you know, look how, but you look so healthy. And people were looking at me as all the weight loss that didn't know what was going on is, oh my God, what? I had friends from high school message me, what did you do? Well, I'll tell you what I did. And I'm telling you, don't do what I did because it's not worth it. I can guarantee weight loss and puking your brains out and all the side effects. You know, that weight loss of vanity has nothing to do with the internal damage that this vaccine has caused. And so it was a really weird thing because people were praising me that didn't know what was going on. Oh, my gosh, you look so good. And it's like, you need to understand, when someone doesn't eat and they throw up everything, that they'll lose weight. And if you were had been given something that you thought was safe and this was going to happen to you on a daily basis, you would not want this for yourself, for your daughter, for your granddaughter, for your cousin, for anyone you know. And I wish that I had been more aware, because like every single person who has been in these shoes afterwards, you don't know until you know. And I had no idea until I started Googling stuff and getting, okay, this isn't right. This was right around the time that I got this. I was blown away with the information I found. And that was 4 years ago. And like you said, this Dr. Lee, what Ben Swan just put out, all of this stuff that is coming out today. This is how many years later? People, it's like we need, this has to be immediate, because they have a new vaccine for Gardasil and they're trying to mandate this. It's globally devastating people. And it's like we have to all be able to say enough is enough. And I don't know what else to. I just get so frustrated.
You're lucky to be alive to say it. You're lucky to be alive to say it.
I can't tell you, Sally, how many times I've said that. Yeah. You're right.
Well, I mean, really, you're not really lucky to be alive and in pain. You're not lucky to be alive with acute sensory. Unusual. I mean, all these things are, you're not lucky to have any of this, but in fact, so many girls have died and nobody knows what they went through on the way to dying. They don't know how they felt. They didn't know they were dying.
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens with the needle in your arm while you're sitting on the table. And this is why what Dr. Lee has uncovered is so important. He's explaining why girls die right away. And of course, others not. But I would have to say that you have, okay, let's say from the worst you've been, what percentage recovery have you experienced through all of your efforts? And they have been many, as you've told us.
From the worst to now, I would say, you know, I feel 60%, because, you know, that I feel like if when it comes to the gut, like my gut, I have, you know, that stuff, we've really, really come a long way with that, but it has cost so much money and time and attention, a lot of, you know, a lot of attention to detail and what I eat. And But I would
and
say,
and everything that
you know,
helps you, your insurance doesn't cover anything that helps you. Am I correct?
Yes, and thank you for addressing that, because I think that's something that really people need to know, as well as how dangerous this is when you're in this and you're trying to get better and you can't work and you financially can't take care of yourself and your family is using all of their savings and all of their money to take care of you, the only care that helped and has helped is care that had to be paid out of pocket, that all of the money out of pocket. And that is a family thing. That, like, this is not just affected me. This has affected my partner, my husband, my mother, my friends and family. They have seen me at my worst. And my caretakers, they've been affected. They've had to take time out of their working, out of their lives to take care of an adult. And they have spent their savings to take care of an adult because of a vaccine that I was to go.
Right. And the doctor and Merck, and they've paid how much?
Exactly. Not a dime. They don't even, I am a statistic they're welcoming because I'm one less portion of the population that's I'm one less, right?
Well, so, yeah.
I'm one less whole human. And I, like you said, I have had to choose to just focus on being thankful to be alive and that it isn't worse, because what's happened has been catastrophic. And I truly feel and I sympathize with so many people that I've met on this experience that are going through so much more, because I feel like the things that happen to me are mild in comparison to the death and the just neurological damage that is going on around the world. So for me, if sharing and spending an hour with you to share that, if you think these side effects are serious enough, imagine how much worse it is, because it is. It is.
Well,
and
know,
it's going on all over the world.
I stand at a bus stop 3 hours, two nights a week, and I educate complete strangers about vaccines. Well, this is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, so I opened my conversation with a random stranger at the bus stop about Gardasil. And I said, "Hello, are you a grandmother?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "I'd like to talk to you about Gardasil." And she said, "I'd like to talk to you about Gardasil."